The general's position is simple. Nobody causes government change or regime change from Europe or America. Real change must emanate from the masses, and the real influence must be done on the ground. You cannot influence the masses via internet, Facebook. You gotta be on the ground. People have to, they have to see that you are also enduring the same sufferings that they are enduring, and then they believe you.
That is well taken, but as you know, there has been an opposition on the ground in Uganda, but nothing, no change has come in terms of elections and all that. How does the general feel he can bring about such a change?
You must understand your contextual environment to be able to cause effective change and actualize results. Now, what we have here in Uganda, most opposition politicians have been jokers, and most of them have made a career in opposition. You oppose, you get money from within, and you also attract donations from abroad. And to make matters worse, most of them also have been part of the old stock. To that extent, the current opposition that you want to call opposition has lost credibility, and people feel that they have suffered for them, but they don't see any result in the near future. Dr. Besigye, who is also a colonel and also a serious politician, tried to organize walk to work. But you see, if the masses are not prepared to risk their lives and reclaim their rights, you cannot tell them to go on the streets even for a day or two. That is why walk to work was short-lived. Now, what the general is saying, look, let us have a paradigm shift. Walk to work will not cause regime change. A lot of talking will not cause regime change. You must go back to the grassroots, deprogram and reprogram the masses. Make them ready for change.
Let me say that ever since his return, there's been this nagging question. Particularly, people have been wondering, why did he come abroad and why did he abruptly leave? There has been some suggestion that perhaps the general went back or he had come abroad to spy on the opposition in exile.
You see, I lived in the U.S. for so many years. I know the conspiracy theories that the Africans tend to subscribe to. But these are conspiracy theories while they are eating hamburgers and while they have less information as to what is happening on the ground. Now, the general has stated time and again that he had gone to UK while he was a member of parliament on an official visit. He was blocked from returning to Uganda. Having done whatever he did in Europe and the US, he realized that he had mobilized enough in Europe, but that enough could not cause regime change. Because regime change, you have to be on the ground. So he has made it clear he never came to spy on anyone. And after all, if he spied on them, what information anyway did they have that was so dangerous to them? There was no information that they could offer to help the regime here in Kampala. The regime has embassies all over the world. The regime has military attaches and intelligence attaches all over the embassies in the world. So those who are enough should have been sufficient to gather whatever information they want. So he did not need a four-star general to go to Europe to spy. After all, a four-star general is visible, cannot gather any useful information for any government.
Does General Sejusa intend to work with opposition groups on the ground, or does he intend to bring about this change alone?
No, nobody can bring about effective change alone. He has to do it with the people. But say, for example, if tomorrow he says, let's wake up and go do A, B, C, D, F, G. How many people on WhatsApp or on Facebook or Twitter would wake up that day and do something in Kampala? You have to be with the people in the trenches, the people on the ground, not the people by remote. But the people by remote are good because, one, they are stakeholders in the system. Two, they are also concerned. They have their relatives and friends. Three, they would also wish to come back one day. But the ones who are in the kitchen are the most important. The well-wishers outside the kitchen are important, but the ones in the kitchen are the most important. So the general is appealing to those in the kitchen.
Thank you very much again. And when you speak to the general, please tell him I say hello.
My pleasure. But educate our people that we should be more productive and more proactive and more positive thinking than trying to sit down over a bottle of beer and concoct conspiracy theories. Africa must have a paradigm shift. It is Africans who must change Africa nor the Europeans, nor the Asians, nor the Chinese. And they must change Africa from Africa, not from outside Africa.